Thank you for calling the organization of Staff Alice Newsline for the week starting Monday, April 24th. Two bits of bad news last week. First, still more managerial, quotes around that, employees are being laid off by the Health and Hospitals Corporation. These employees are not really managerial, nor have they ever been managerial in the normal sense of the word. They can't even make as much in the way of policy decisions as your normal candy store owner. Nonetheless, HHC has been calling the managerial for years to avoid giving them the rights and protections due to union employees. They are workers, and we are disturbed to see them being laid off, as many of them were a couple of months ago, and again, now, even more, this week. Our hearts go out to them. Less serious, but still disappointing, our meeting at the Public Employment Relations Board, with the Manhattan and Bronx Surface Transit Operating Authority, did not generate a date for the actual collective bargaining election. Instead, there was a new list provided by MapStoa showing more recent employment data, and this led to a further delay. Nonetheless, we get closer all the time, and an election will be held. There was some good news as Arthur Chiliotis of CWA Local 1180 filled us in on the settlement affecting administrative managers. The proposed settlement seems fine to us, but Arthur asked that the details not be made public as the agreement still must be brought before the U.S. Department of Justice. We will naturally honor his request, but we are most hopeful over the prospects. If all goes well, the distorted pay system imposed by Ed Koch on civil service managerial employees may well be corrected, at least in part. It has been a long fight. That's all for this week. Thank you for calling, and call again next week.